Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, where as always, you're invited to call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 for those who would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Bonnie.
And coming up, the numbers for April of this year, or however all of that actually works. The numbers are out. The inflation numbers that we've been anxiously, I don't know about anxiously waiting on, but I've been curious about them since we've really been paying attention to this year. I don't know, maybe this is something that Free Talk Live has always done, and it just isn't something that I paid much attention to, but it seems like as inflation gets worse, we talk about it. Well, that's a stupid statement, isn't it? That inflation, as inflation gets worse, we talk about it more often here on the show.
Well, that's a good observation.
Yeah. thank you, Bonnie. I appreciate that. As far as observations go,
that's generally true for anything. If it gets worse, we're probably talking about it.
Right. But it is getting worse, and we were expecting
it. Oh, no, it's better now. It's lower. It's gone from 8.5%.
Percent increase.
Right, up over the last year, compared to the new number, 8.3. So everything's going to be
better. Oh, I had 8.6%.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that one.
No, you're right. It is 8.3%.
Yeah. See?
But nothing I saw.
turning around, Aria.
I didn't see anything that was trying to, you know, spin this in a positive light. I mean, when I went to Drudge Report this morning, I was like, oh, my God, you know, the number's finally here. There's a great big red frowning face right there in the center of the page and right underneath that inflation barrels ahead or whatever.
See, they're fighting inflation. Didn't you hear that Joe Biden,
they're fighting inflation in the same way that you fight fires by throwing more gasoline and wood on it. But I know I have not seen anything about Joe Biden wanting to fight inflation.
Oh, that's been the whole messaging from, not that I pay close attention to this stuff, but I saw an image from some speech he was giving, and he's in front of a backdrop, kind of like how Bonnie's in front of one of these what they call step and repeats in the business.
Right.
If you watch on our webcam over at video.freetalklive.com, you see the LRN.FM logo, the Free Talk Live logo. Well, he's standing in front of one that says fighting inflation, and then it said something else, right? Like, so there, that's the messaging coming from the federal government, is that Putin is doing this and we're doing everything we can to stop it.
That's what I've seen Jen Psaki basically say a lot, but Ian, I don't follow them closely because I know they're all full of crap and I have way more important things to learn about in this world than whatever the heck they're going to lie to me about.
They're also inconsequential, right? What Joe Biden wants and what Jen Psaki wants or any of these other talking heads that are elected, it's not going to change anything because the people who are actually implementing and creating these policies, they aren't elected. And they're not going to change when we go from Trump to Biden or from Biden to whoever is next, just like they didn't change when we went from Obama to Trump. Dr. Fauci is a great example. He's been the head of the CDC or whatever he is for 40-something years. It's easy to focus on Joe Biden and Donald Trump and blame them for all things. However, the machinery behind them doesn't ever actually change.
That's true, yeah.
That's why Joe Biden's inconsequential. However, inflation is barreling ahead, and as we were talking about, you know, the people, the actual powers that be, they don't change when the president changes. The heads of the Federal Reserve Bank, they don't actually change. I think the Secretary of the Treasury, whatever that particular job does, may actually change.
Yeah, I mean, every now and then bureaucrats do get changed out, but it doesn't change the direction of...
Isn't Janet Yellen that right now? Secretary
of
the Treasury.
So.
Well, whoever the secretary
used to be the head of the Fed.
Yeah, but whoever the Secretary of the Treasury is right now, it's some woman, and she was in Congress, I guess, this week, and she said that abortion is good for the economy.
Okay.
Just a weird reason to be pro-abortion.
Yeah.
That is a weird reason, but you make a really good point that whether Janet Yellen or whoever is the Treasury Secretary right now or the Fed right now, you know, they do occasionally get replaced, but they don't really get replaced. They just move from one position to an almost identical other position. And because of that, the Consumer Price Index, and I don't remember what all of the little indexes are and how they measure inflation and all of that. However, the Consumer Price Index, which I believe means the actual price that you see at the grocery store, accelerated 8.3% in April, more than the 8.1% estimate, and near the highest level in more than 40 years. So, sorry,
just to be clear, that number reflects the percent increase from a year ago in May or in April.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't represent from month to month.
That's right.
Right.
All right.
And that's what I want to know. Is it? I guess it's not super important. Inflation rose again this month, continuing a climb that has pushed consumers to the brink and is threatening the economic expansion, said the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I don't know what economic expansion they're talking about. I've seen, you know, a lot of people praising the I've seen a lot of people praising the U.S. dollar as being strong, but then you look at things like this. Even if the USD is up by 8%,
what does that even mean?
Up against
people want the USD more than they want, you know, Bitcoin and stocks and stuff. I think that's what they mean when
Where
they say it's strong.
Somebody said 8%. What is that?
No, I was saying even if the dollar is 8% stronger now than it was a year ago, it's still down compared to the prices that people are paying. I just didn't complete that actual thought before.
The only thing the dollar can be stronger against is other fiat currencies, right? I mean, that's what they compare. Whenever you see some sort of news headline heralding the strength of the dollar, they're not ever comparing it to Bitcoin. They're not ever and by the way, Bitcoin's down again. It's like 28,000, 29,000.
I heard. That's painful.
Yeah.
But it's not the end of the world.
No. It's as low as it was in like just over a year ago. But they never compare it to gold. They don't compare it to anything.
Well, of course not, because it's never up against gold.
Pretty much no. I mean, gold has kind of sat still for the last decade for the most part, but they don't do that. They only compare it to other fiat monies, other government monies all around the planet. And that's an unfair comparison because to say the dollar is strong compared to the ruble, which, by the way, the ruble's actually regained everything it lost.
Yeah, I heard the ruble was strong right now.
The ruble is actually about where it was, last time I checked, which was a few days ago, about where it was right before the invasion, if not a little stronger against the dollar than it was right before the Ukraine invasion. But that's all they ever compare it to, is they look at the other currencies of the world and they say, oh, it's doing great. But all of the central banks in the world are printing. So it's a race to the bottom, and comparing it to other fiat currencies is like saying we have the best form of cancer.
You're absolutely right. And the Consumer Price Index is a broad-based measure of prices for goods and services, but notably, as we've talked about here on the show, it removes some very critical aspects of our economy.
Does it actually mention which ones are removed?
Yes. Removing volatile food and energy prices, so-called core CPI. Hold on, wait, it's unclear then, because they're saying it's still the CPI, the core CPI, which removes food and energy prices, only rose 6.2%.
Right.
So the 8.3% does include
food and energy,
it would seem, which is clouding hopes that inflation had peaked in March. Well, it obviously hadn't peaked but
technically 8.5% to 8.3% is a peak, but that's barely statistically.
But I don't understand how that could be, because it's not like what happened to that 0.2%? Did they destroy some of the U.S. dollars in circulation?
It's just a government number.
That's another reason I really don't keep up with this, is I don't even know what's true when it comes from these people.
Yeah, you can't trust anything from them. And so what you can basically say is inflation is probably no less than this, but likely much greater than this, because you know they're padding this number.
I would certainly agree with that. And I think most Americans would agree with that, based on how more than two-thirds of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck. I remember when it was roughly a third or 40%, then it was half, and now
really?
It's two-thirds of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. And that's a large result of the inflation, the increase in the money supply that we've been watching go on since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And of course, the inflation has always been there, but the COVID-19 pandemic was really when they kicked it into overdrive. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on inflation or whatever else. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Well, you're invited to take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever is important to you. 603 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. And that's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Word Wordus, who is actually last night's amplifier. That means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you like the idea of a national radio show reaching people with the ideas of liberty and giving people a platform where they can call in and talk about their opinions, you might consider joining the AMP program. That's AMPS, or excuse me, the AMPS program. That's AMPS.freetalklive.com, as Word Wordus has done. Word Wordus is a gold level amplifier, which means Word Wordus is giving, I think, $10 per month. We don't ask that. It only takes $5 per month. That gets you in. So thank you, Word Wordus. We're talking about inflation here. And the new numbers that have finally been released by the government, the numbers themselves aren't nearly as important as what people are feeling when they actually, you know, live their lives. You can't really put a number on that, no matter how much it frustrates the government. That 8.3% increase to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, the average person out there living paycheck to paycheck, to them that's just white noise. And evidently, it is more than the average American living paycheck to paycheck. I have an article here from CNBC.com about how two-thirds of Americans live paycheck to paycheck while inflation continues to climb. Now, they, like most mainstream media outlets, they consider inflation to be an increase in the price of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, as we like pointing out, that's not what inflation actually is. That's a result of inflation, generally.
It's a symptom.
Yes. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. If you print a lot more dollars, like if we just double the supply of U.S. dollars, take every single dollar out there and multiply it by one, multiply it by two, all of the prices are going to go up as a result of that.
That's correct.
More dollars chasing the same goods.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Inflation is so showing no signs of slowing down, making it harder for workers to make ends meet. As they point out, the CPI increased 8.3% from a year ago, which is higher than the 8.1% estimate. I don't understand why the government is so inaccurate in its own estimates. The U.S. Bureau of Statistics.
I mean, it's the state.
I'm pretty sure they do things like that on purpose. And they have the excuse of, oh, we're incompetent.
But it's the same data, right?
I don't know. I think there were some people that were just predicting it based on whatever factors they thought, and then the official numbers came out, so they were wrong.
Although it was down slightly from the March peak, which was a 40-year high, by the way, inflation is still growing at the fastest annual pace in about four decades. Rising prices are putting household budgets in a vice. Price increases are widespread, but look at food and shelter, which together account for 40% of the weighting in the CPI, that's the Consumer Price Index, and more than that for many households. So the Consumer Price Index, roughly 40% of it is just from the food, it's just people paying for food and shelter. That's the inflation, the increase in prices is just in food and shelter.
That's actually understandable. If not, it might should be higher than 40% because, I mean, if you think about the average person and what they spend money on, shelter and food are two of the biggest expenses beyond maybe a car payment or something like that, right?
Well, they are certainly necessities, right? Those are two things that you really need in order to survive.
For sure.
Food and shelter.
And they're probably like the biggest chunks of what people pay every month, too. Like, definitely rent is really crazy high.
They do seem to be.
Higher than ever, actually. We talked about that in recent weeks, where the landlords last year told people they had to raise rates by like 30 to 40%.
Yep. While wage growth is high by historical standards, it isn't keeping up with the increased cost of living, which we wouldn't expect it to. No, of course not. When wages rise at a slower pace than inflation, those paychecks won't go as far at the grocery store and at the gas pump, two areas of the budget that have been particularly squeezed. It's not just that your dollars are worth less. There's also, there are shortages in the supply. I don't know why gas is going up. I couldn't even begin to imagine why gas prices are actually going up on a daily basis. However, they are at a new record higher. At least they were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think of the increase in the money supply, the inflation actually accounts for all of that. And I don't think it's President Putin. I don't know what's going on, but it's severe, and people's wages are certainly not keeping up with it. So close to two-thirds, 64% that is, of the U.S. population are now living paycheck to paycheck, which is just shy of the high of 65%, which happened in 2020, according to a Lending Club report. Which surprises me. I wouldn't expect that number to ever go down once it hits, you know, a certain threshold. I guess it's good that people are trying to get their finances in order, but then again,
government... going from 65 to 64% isn't even worth talking about. It's not statistically significant.
In my life experience as a middle-class American who basically has known mostly other middle-class Americans, I feel like everyone I know lives paycheck to paycheck. Like, even adults, it's always felt like my parents did. And
yeah, I mean, that is kind of the American standard in that way. It's really has more to do with Americans being trained bad when it comes to, or poorly when it comes to financial intelligence. They've never really understood debt. They don't teach about it in school. And so, you know, whether they're getting into debt from going to college or racking up credit card bills, they end up with, I feel like the average household was like $90,000 in debt or something like that in the United States. I don't have the statistics in front of me, but it's something
I remember. It was fairly high.
It was shockingly high. And so people just load on the debt, and then you're owned, basically, from that point forward until you pay that off. You are living paycheck to paycheck, and that's because Americans have forever been trained that, it's fine to live beyond your means. That's what our society is based on.
Yeah, that's what credit cards are
get
for,
get a credit
right?
card. Go get a bank loan. Live beyond your means. You're earning this much money right now, but you're going to do better in the future, so go ahead. Live large. Spend large. You'll pay it off eventually.
Yeah, and they never do. And it's also worth mentioning that they point out the high of 65% in 2020. However, through a large part of 2020 and 2021, the government was paying people more money than ever to literally stay at home and do nothing. So those people who were living paycheck to paycheck, they were suddenly getting an extra $600 per week from the government to be, quote, unemployed. So, of course, their finances improved a bit. Probably.
But they just spent it all.
But they probably did.
Yeah.
I would guess. But
a lot of them were doing stocks. They're like, I'm going to do stocks now. And probably a lot of them lost money because they didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Consumers who are struggling to afford their day-to-day lifestyle tend to rely more on credit cards and carry higher monthly balances, making them financially vulnerable, found the survey of more than 2,600 adults. Overall, credit card balances rose year over year, reaching $841 billion in the first 3 months of 2022.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. They do give a link, so, you know, presumably...
That sounds to me like Americans have over $800 billion in credit card debt.
Yes, but are they... Is that a yearly amount?
That would be a total amount.
Okay.
At this rate, currently carrying in credit card debt. That's my understanding.
At this rate, balances could soon reach record levels amid higher prices for gas, groceries, and housing, among other necessities. Hey, but it's okay. You could just skip some meals, maybe. That's what some single parents are doing in order to save money during this economic hardship. Skipping
meals. It's worth it to fight for Ukraine.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
U.S. inflation hit 8.3% in April. The Labor Department reported on Wednesday that consumer prices made that jump in the past 12 months. That came in below the 8.5% year-over-year surge in March, which marked the highest rate since 1981.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden's Tuesday press conference, where he attempted to lay out a plan to curb inflation, is drawing criticism from conservatives. Senator Rick Scott spoke to Newsmax.
That was a pretty disappointing press conference. There was no plan to deal with inflation. It was just, how does the president blame somebody else for inflation?
And gas prices nationwide are reaching all-time highs. AAA reports Americans are paying an average of $4.40 for a gallon of unleaded gas. Diesel prices are over the $5 mark. You're listening to USA Radio News. Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-sized cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. An incident with a pilot forced a passenger to land a private plane at Palm Beach International Airport on Tuesday. WPBF in West Palm Beach reports the passenger of the single-engine plane contacted air traffic control after he said the pilot became incoherent. The plane landed safely. One person was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating. Beware before getting behind the wheel of a Tesla. The automaker is recalling nearly 130,000 vehicles for problems with the touchscreen. The company says it can overheat and cause the infotainment system to go blank. The company said it will fix the problem with a software update. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. Talk about whatever is important to you, how inflation is affecting you, if you'd like. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And as mentioned, you know, the inflation is not good. The prices are way up as a result of it. And because of that, people are now skipping meals and racking up debt. Ian, you pulled up some numbers about the huge debt that people are racking up. It's something like, I don't even remember the numbers now that you brought up. But
you're talking about the total household debt?
Yeah, household debt and credit card debt. It's,
yeah, I think it was like $15 trillion.
Yeah, and something like the average American has more than $5,000 on credit cards.
Yeah, about $5,500 is the average American's debt. Wow. On credit cards alone.
With daily life now the most expensive it's been in 40 years, single parents say they are running out of places to cut costs. I imagine if they evaluate their budgets, they'll find that's not really true. But the price of groceries, gas, rent, and utilities has marched higher over the last year, but wages have not kept up. And more than half of single parents make less than $15 an hour, according to research from Oxfam. Presumably that's Oxford Family or something. I'm shocked to hear more than half of single parents make less than $15 an hour.
That is a surprise.
That is really crazy.
It's kind of hard to even find a job these days where you make less than $15 an hour. And you're a single parent trying to raise a child on that? That has left many single parents skipping meals so their children can have plenty of food, providing less healthy meals for their families and cooling expenses to the point where any unforeseen cost could mean more debt or worse. For those families whose finances often have slim to no wiggle room, inflation coupled with the end of federal relief efforts like enhanced child tax credit payments. Is that the extra money they were given each month for having children?
That's correct. It was money that they were receiving at the end of the year during tax time.
Right.
That got spread across a 12-month period. So now instead of getting it at the end of the year, they get it every month.
But that has ended now. So
I don't know about that.
Well, this article says it's ended.
Okay.
But, I mean, they could be mistaken. It's compounding the financial strain. It's a really tricky game to figure out what I can do, what I can't do, and how can I squeeze a little more money here and there, said Elizabeth Steig, 33, whose husband passed away from sudden heart
Damn.
Failure in 2020 at the age of 37.
Oof.
I mean,
if it was in 2020, he probably wasn't vaccinated.
You don't think so?
That didn't come
Some
out to
people,
the very
like,
end.
Some people, like, high-risk people.
Okay.
It wasn't until, like, December of 2020 that they started even getting the first rollouts.
See, that was my first guess. Sudden heart failure in 2020?
Mm-hmm.
That's suspicious, man. So Elizabeth was left to raise their two-year-old son on her own. For a time after her husband's death, she received food stamps to help with grocery costs. But after she was able to start working again, teaching high school biology, she was no longer eligible. Her $25,000 annual income will also soon make her ineligible for the spousal death benefits she's received from Social Security.
It's so messed up. I've heard this from so many people that I've worked with at minimum wage paying jobs. Like,
but she's a school teacher.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's... No, what I was going to say, it's so messed up that if you try to make more money, a lot of the times, the way that the system for welfare is set up, it's like, oh, now you're not... If you make more money, you're not going to be eligible for this. So you'll be making less money overall anyway, so you need to stay on welfare. It's like...
Yes, it's incentivizing people to stay on welfare.
I heard this from so many people I've worked with that they're like, I don't want to pick up more shifts or get a second job because then I won't get my benefits.
That's right.
We covered one such story here from someone who needed to make almost twice the amount of money that she was making from her job in order to make it worth it for her to give up those benefits.
Wow. Mm.
I looked it up real quick. The average pay for a school teacher, according to salary.com, is $39,000 per year. So she's making significantly less.
Yeah, maybe she just needs to move.
Yeah, it seems that way. Because, you know, 25, I know school teachers, they're not, it's not the most high-paying job. I mean, it kind of is considering
government school tends to pay a lot more than private schools.
Yeah, they also don't have to work very long hours.
They get
tons of vacation each year. If you factor all that in, it's pretty good. But still, $25,000, that's lower than what you would make teaching in Mississippi. So she should move. Between the loss of survivors...
I mean, for all we know, she's a preschool teacher. It doesn't say, right?
It says teaching high school biology.
High school. Sorry, yeah. What's that?
Between the loss of the survivor's benefits and the nutrition assistance, she will have $700 less on hand per month this year than she did last year. So government benefits are going away, and because of that, she is going to struggle. She says she has cut back across all aspects of her life. She'll keep the air conditioner set warmer to help ease energy bills, foregoing the luxury of a cool house on hot Florida days. Okay, so she's in Florida. She is no longer able to enroll her son in gymnastics. She's taken on an extra tutoring role at work, and she's made a box of pasta suffice for four meals for herself so that her son, now 3.5 years old, could enjoy his favorite hot dogs and salads. Dude, that is bleak.
Yeah.
She has eaten essentially macaroni and cheese four meals in a row so that she can give her son hot dogs and salads, which aren't exactly expensive in the first place. In March, about 30% of single parents surveyed by Morning Consult said their household finances were worse than average versus just over 22% of all adults. I would expect, you know, single parents to be doing worse financially than people who are not single parents. During the 12-month period that ended in March of 2022, single-parent households say they made about 16% less than adults overall per month and spent about 8% less per month. I don't really care about those numbers. Those are meaningless to me. Stories about how this woman has eaten pasta four meals in a row, now that's meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
But this nonsense about, oh, it's 22% versus 26%, that's meaningless to people. And I would expect CNN to know better.
They're just filling space.
Yeah, that's why I'm skipping it. On a month-to-month basis, single parents really don't have a lot of extra room to help cover costs. They're really living paycheck to paycheck, but that's true of 66% of Americans
now. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like this is also true of people with both their parents. They're always focusing on single parents, and not that...
Well, there's no doubt that it's harder if you don't have other people in your household, and that's why people should be taking on roommates, honestly, if you haven't done that yet. And
unless they make it illegal. Like Kansas, Topeka, right?
I don't think it was Topeka. It was some other place, but I think it was Kansas. Taking on roommates is a way to reduce your household costs as long as you can find one that's trustworthy.
Very true.
Yeah, and that's so scary even for me when I just had Coconut. It was like, who can I trust to be alone with Coconut? So if I had a kid, I feel like that'd be really, really hard.
Mm. They do get some more examples, like in Brooklyn, New York, Jessica Ridout, 41, and her two children, ages 8 and 10, have adapted to a more vegetarian diet because of the rising prices at the grocery store. Pre-pandemic, Ridout would spend about $50 to $75 per week on food. That weekly bill is now $100 to $125, she said. That's amazing.
Wow.
$50 to $75 per week on food for yourself and two kids? Dude, I could spend that much by myself each week. I mean, and that's not even factoring in eating. And that's if I went to the grocery store, it would cost me more than $50 to $75 per week to feed myself.
And she's in New York City.
Well, yes, Brooklyn.
Yeah. I feel like they added that little tidbit in to be like, see, this is a way that you can save money. Just stop eating meat. Eat lentils and cricket.
Yeah, they definitely threw that in there.
It's more profitable for the food companies and less nutritious for you, so your brain doesn't work correctly.
She does say meat is expensive, and I would be lying if I didn't say I wouldn't kill for a nice piece of salmon once a week. But she can't justify the indulgence of $17 for a piece of salmon when she can use veggies to make 2 weeks' worth of lunches for that cost.
She needs to get out of New York City because salmon isn't $17 here.
City people.
It would certainly help to leave New York City, but, you know, a lot of people just aren't willing to do that.
They love it there.
And I don't know why. I cannot see what the appeal is. Okay, look, you want to live in a city, I could sort of understand that, but why New York City? The biggest cesspool on the planet. Why would you want to live there?
Even as a kid, I never was interested in New York City. I'm just like, oh, gray.
If you don't count the times that I passed through on, like, airports, like, I was actually in New York City for any substantial amount of time. It was once, and I never want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts? What is the appeal of New York City? Maybe you could call and enlighten me. 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about Shanghai and the lockdown that we've been alluding to for a few days. So...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Bitcoin.com. Even though Bitcoin is down, you should still be learning about it because it's still world-changing technology. And it's not going away anytime soon. Don't let the doom-mongering out there turn you off of it. Bitcoin is going to be just fine. Cryptocurrency is going to be just fine. These things are here to stay. And if you look at it from a year ago, Bitcoin's not doing, you know, super well. But if you look at it for 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, Bitcoin is doing just fine. And it's only going to do better, in my opinion, going forward. I'm not a financial expert, and I'm certainly not a soothsayer, so I'm not predicting the future. But based on the U.S. government's tendency to create money, I tend to think in the long run, Bitcoin is a safer bet than USD. So go to Bitcoin.com to learn about it. Just click Getting Started at the top of the page. And if you already know about it, check out Bitcoin.com's news site at news.bitcoin.com if you want to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. We have David on the line from Fort Smith, Arkansas. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm not a single parent, but I am a single income worker and a married couple. Have been married for 30 years to the same woman. We have five children. And, you know, when I turned 16, my dad said, well, guess what? You're spending money's your responsibility now. And I have four siblings. I'm one of five. And so I was driving a rake tractor and hauling hay for my grandfather when I was 12. And when I was 14, I got a paper route, threw my own papers, got up every morning, threw papers. Had to go out and collect from customers on foot or on my bicycle. And then my brother and I went in together and bought us a moped together. Dad didn't help us. And
nice.
We both had paper outs, and we did that. And the thing that I learned at a young age was how to work. And
how to save, it sounds like.
How to work. Huh?
And it sounds like you learned how to save as well. Because plenty of people can work, but if they can't hold on to what they've earned, then it doesn't do good.
Well, I've got a son that, when he was 21 years old, had $45,000 in the bank.
That's great.
I paid cash for a Corvette. And when he went to trade it in for a new vehicle when he was 21, the sales guys asked him and said, "How much do you owe for that?" He said, "I don't owe anything." And they said, "Well, how does a 21-year-old pay cash for a Corvette?" And he said, "Well, my girlfriend eats off the dollar menu." And he wasn't lying. And so,
no, I get where you're coming from, David. Unfortunately, you know, that's not something we see a lot of. We do see it a lot in New Hampshire. Everyone that I personally know with kids has those kids, like, out there, you know, collecting eggs or doing something like that as part of their family, you know, homesteading or whatever. And it probably happens to some degree in the South still, but by and large, you know, you talk about, you know, riding a tractor at the age of 12, or people are going to scream child abuse and child slavery and all sorts of nonsense in modern America.
Oh, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
I'm with you.
I'm driving a tractor. I'm going to school telling my friends I drove a tractor all weekend.
I was working a cash register when I was, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old at my mom's shop in Florida and, you know, learning the basics of customer service.
Somebody we know?
As you can.
Jay Noon, he's a host on this show. His daughter is like 2, and she goes out and happily feeds all the pigs and does farm work with him, and it's really cute.
Well, we homeschool our kids, too, so, you know,
smart
we raise
move.
Slaves, you know.
Yeah. Awesome.
So that's what some people think about homeschoolers. Oh, yeah, you do that so your kids can work for you.
Well, no, David, thank you so much for the call tonight. I mean, it's always encouraging to hear these stories of people throughout the United States who are still, you know. I'm not a traditionalist by any means. I don't think, you know, tradition is anything important, but it is. Some things are important, and among those are, you know, raising children who can grow up to be competent, capable adults who can take care of themselves.
Gee, you think?
I do think that.
Yeah, it's
but that's
radical now to have that perspective.
Yeah, that is a controversial opinion because so much of the American system is built around taking care of people,
mm-hmm.
and so that they don't have to take care of themselves. Like, we were talking earlier about the, you know, the countless stories we hear about these people who make, you know, $28,000 a year, and they're like, I want to take more money. I could make more money, but if I do that, then I'm going to lose all these benefits. And to outweigh that loss, I have to make, you know, twice as much money. So more than, I don't know the numbers, but huge amounts of people are living on, you know, social welfare and would not be able to maintain the lifestyles they're able to.
Well, and that's one of the saddest parts about the people who are productive, like David's kids and other people who raise their kids right to have a good work ethic and to learn how to save money so you don't have to rely on debt and you don't have to rely on the state in order to support yourself. The problem, of course, is the productive people are the ones who are paying the price to keep all these slackers, you know, fed and clothed. Thanks to all these state welfare programs.
But it just sucks because of the incentive. A lot of people are just lazy. They're just like, I want to not work and collect money. Yeah, those people exist. But it really does suck that there are people who are like, I have the drive to work more, but why would I do that? Just common sense and self-preservation tells me, keep doing what I'm doing and collect my money because I have more money that way. I could take care of my kids that way and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's like one of the saddest things in America.
That is common, but it's sad. It is sad because it's not like you're not relying on yourself in that instance.
Mm-hmm.
You are relying on somebody else. You're relying on the state, and that I don't know how people live with that.
Yeah, when COVID happened, I made the decision not to live that way, but most people don't have like the moral conviction that I do. To be honest,
that's because they were raised wrong.
I lost my job during COVID, and I just went to do Uber Eats, and I didn't feel like figuring out how to get the $600 a month welfare. So that's kind of part of it. But also, I just was like, why would I do that? I don't know. It's just raised better than
there's some amount of pride in being able to take care of yourself and
yeah,
not having to go on welfare.
And get fat. Like, I'd probably sit around and get fat and sad if I wasn't working.
It is heartbreaking to realize that, you know, a lot of people don't see any issue with living on government welfare. They have no sense of pride or no desire for independence or the ability to take care of themselves. But even beyond that.
Or even for, you know, some level of greatness or accomplishment or anything like that.
That's true. They don't even want the bare minimum of being able to sustain their own existence.
Yeah, I mean, look at Sarah. Sarah, the welfare lady that calls in every night, her idea of an accomplishment is filling out a form correctly.
Yeah, she was proud of herself for going and getting a vaccine.
That's true. But there's also a moral issue at work here, which is that this money that they're getting is being stolen from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no issue with that, and it's because they do all these mental gymnastics where, oh, it's not theft, or they convince themselves they deserve that money, and the other people don't deserve it. Or, no, it's really, you know, billionaires like Jeff Bezos or whoever who are paying, you know, for their social welfare.
No, it's really people like David and his kids, the productive, yes, the productive class in America that are paying those costs. And that's the sad thing is David and you know, people who are productive like him are able to not only take care of their own family, but make enough money to pay off this just ever-increasing in scope and cost government out there to keep all these people who could work. Sarah, the welfare queen that calls in, she absolutely could work, but she just chooses not to because she has bipolar.
Yeah, lots of people, I was about to bring that up, lots of people think, oh, I deserve this because I have a mental health issue.
And
I'm, like, depressed,
and
that's really just, I can't say that that's only laziness, but that's partial. I mean, I think it's partially laziness. I've seen it in my life millions of times.
I think the myth that there is a mental health crisis in the United States is the mental health crisis, right?
Mm.
It's just a lot of people who are self-diagnosing who want to believe that they're mentally ill or that they have some sort of mental health issue, so they learn what to say. Look, if I wanted to, I might do this sometime just to prove the point of just going to 10 different therapists. I don't have time to go to 10, but 3 different therapists and try my best to get a diagnosis from each one of them. Like, I'm going to get anxiety disorder from that one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get schizophrenia from that one. I'm going to get bipolar, OCD from that one.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I can get those diagnoses.
Well,
from
guess
these
what? Those people have an incentive. If they're a psychiatrist, for instance, they have an incentive because they can then prescribe you medicine. And that means you've got to keep coming back to get new prescriptions, and that's business for them. So they have an incentive to find a problem with you. And the DSM, I don't remember what it stands for, but it's the guidebook to all things wrong with people. They keep adding new things to it over time.
Yeah. And, you know, they do have that incentive, but a lot of these are also, you can, if you go to the government and you have the, look, I've got this sheet of paper that says I have bipolar disorder, I can't get a job. Oh, well, here's your welfare package. Also, we're going to pay for your therapist from now on, because of course we are. So it's just this huge scheme of money being filtered around from people like David and funneled into their reckless therapists via the state and the people who want to convince themselves that they're special and they have these mental disorders.
People who make their own money, they're not paying into welfare because they want to take care of these people. They're paying off the government to keep them from shooting them for not paying for these people.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.